This day in history, here are a few things that happened on July 6th over the years. In 1929, the Cardinals scored 28 runs on 28 hits to beat the Philadelphia Phillies 28-6. Hall of Famers Jim Bottomley and Chick Haffey led the way. Bottomley drove in 7. Haffey went 5-for-7 with 5 RBIs. Since 1900, only 5 teams have equaled or scored more runs in one game. On this day in 1933, a film featuring the Three Stooges debuted, Nursery Rhymes.
Papa, will you please tell me your bedtime story?
Will you please be quiet? You'll wake up the other two boys.
I don't care about the other boys.
Papa is talking to you. Be quiet. You'll wake up the other two boys.
I want to hear a bedtime story.
I'll gouge your eyes out. Quiet, I told you. Quiet. Wait a minute. You know, you started the whole thing. You know that, don't you? You're a very, very bad boy. You hear that? He's got a musical head.
Yeah, he's got a musical head. Let me try it.
No, that's not the place. That's not the place.
There it is.
No, that's not the place. Here. There it is. Mark that.
Violence. On July 6th, Jefferson Airplane took off. That's 1965, creating a worldwide movement known as psychedelic rock. Surely no drugs were involved.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall.
Jefferson Airplane, fronted by Grace Slick, who's still around at age 84. And on this day, just last year, the Louis Armstrong House Museum opened a new archive facility, and that is this day in history for July 6th.